in the chronology of Jesus' really last several days before the crucifixion and the resurrection. This happened before Palm Sunday, which is why we celebrate it the day before Palm Sunday. And there's a lot of really important things to think about this message, because first of all, we have to remember that God is in control. That God can do even things that people can't figure out how it could be possible. Jesus was told his friend was ill, deathly ill. And he didn't immediately travel to Bethany. He waited 4 days. Well, long enough so that Lazarus would have already died and been dead 4 days by the time he got there. And when he found out Lazarus had died, before he had traveled to Bethany, he wept. I remember when I was around 9 and I was in Sunday school, and there was an assignment. The Sunday school teacher said, go and read the Gospels and come back next week and tell me which verse is the shortest verse in the whole Gospels, and whoever gets it right gets a 50-cent piece. That's how old I am. They still had 50-cent pieces back then. I mean, I think you can only get them in casinos now for change when you get a blackjack. But the point is, I read Matthew, I read Mark, I read Luke, and I kind of skimmed through John. Because, you know, I was 9. And so I found a 3-word verse, remember Lot's wife, and I thought I was golden. Of course, the shortest verse in the Gospels is in John, and it is this Gospel. It says, Jesus wept. And Jesus wept says something really important about our understanding of death in this life. He is the resurrection and the life. He knew that he would be raising Lazarus. But at the same time, he wept. And this is sort of how we all see death as Orthodox Christians. We recognize the sadness, the sorrow of death, the fact that our loved one is not able to sit next to us in church, or I can't go to their house and have a cup of coffee, or get wisdom from their mouth, or be able to just be in their presence physically. There's an emptiness associated with that, and it's sorrowful. And Jesus wept for his friend Lazarus. But we are not to be like those who have no hope. We also understand the resurrection. So not only did he weep, but he also showed the power of God in that he raised Lazarus from the tomb. You know, in the Jewish tradition of the time, when someone in your family died, you never left the house for many days except to walk to the tomb and pray. And they would, I remember when Joseph and Nicodemus came to bring the spices on Jesus, this was like a dry rub of spices, which they would do. The women were going to bring the oils and everything. But this was done because it was the custom to come to the tombs and pray for those newly departed in your family. It was the only time you ever left the house. And some people would even go inside the tombs, if they were like mausoleum-type tombs, and pray with the corpse. And this is why those spices were there, was because after a little bit of time, it would smell like our fridge now with the fish in it. And so it would help mask those smells. And when Jesus arrived, you know, was it Martha that was out there? I think it wasn't Martha out there. She was probably going out to the tomb, and the others would follow her. Well, she's going to grieve at the tomb, and so they would follow after, because that was the only place she was allowed to go. But 4 days in the tomb, everyone understood that that was irrecoverable and coverable in any way of science or technology or whatever. After 4 days, the decomposition is beginning, and basically they understood that as, you know, maybe if someone just died and somebody prayed over them, maybe they could, you know, who knows? You know, ancient CPR or something like that. But 4 days was beyond recovery. And the Jewish people understood that, that period of time, there was no way they could ever just say, oh, it was something other than a miracle. And Christ goes in and he waits on purpose to make that point, to let them know, you know, this is the work of God. This is the saving work of the Son of God. This is the work that I will do for all of you in just a few days. So not only do we see sadness, do we see him weeping, do we see that it is reasonable to grieve, but we also understand that we can also rejoice, that those who have fallen asleep will be with the Lord. You know, when we do the little entrance on a weekday, we don't say, save us, O Son of God, who is risen from the dead. We say, save us, O Son of God, who is wondrous in thy saints. But on Lazarus Saturday, because, even though it's not a Sunday, because of the importance of that, this raising of Lazarus is the big message here. We say he was risen from the dead in anticipation of his rising from the dead. But we see him raising Lazarus from the dead as an example. So this is our hope now as we go into this last week, this Holy Week. We've completed the 40 days. We're now in this fast feast window of Lazarus and Palm Sunday, and then we'll do the fasting of Holy Week. And this joyful thing about seeing him raise Lazarus, and then tomorrow, after all the miracles he's done, you know, the prophecies about the Messiah include raising people from the dead and all of the other miracles that he accomplished. And the people recognized this. And when he came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, they were recognizing him as the Messiah because they had seen him do things that only the Messiah could do and was prophesied to do. So we too should now be preparing for that joyful entry into Jerusalem, because we too know that he is the Anointed One, the Savior, the Messiah, the true Son of the Father, who takes away the sins of the world and provides resurrection to all. So also today, it's fitting that on this Saturday, which, you know, we sang as many as are baptized into Christ, because this week and especially next Saturday also, we often receive people into the church. It's a blessing today that we receive three of our catechumens now formally into the church. David, who's took the name of Paul, and Jeremy took the name of Paisios, and Jorge took George, as now fully, you know, I said in a note I sent them the other day, I said, you know, once you're catechized, once you receive the prayers of becoming a catechumen, for all intents and purposes, you are Orthodox Christian. We are just now completing that sacramentally today. The last step in your journey of starting your first step, if you will. And now all of your steps are to continue towards Christ. So many years to the three of you. Congratulations. And what a beautiful day as we celebrate the raising of Lazarus, that we are now raising three new soldiers in this spiritual army to follow our Lord. And you will be able to follow him tomorrow in his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And you'll be able to follow him all the way to the cross. But have no fear, because we will also be following him to the empty tomb. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.